Welcome to As It Is, a 30-minute program designed for English learners. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English. We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world.
We begin our program today with a story about recent comments made by Pope Francis after his trip to Mexico. Kathleen Strzok has the story.
When he returned to Rome yesterday after a trip to Mexico, Pope Francis said women who live near the Zika virus should be able to use birth control. This breaks from traditional Roman Catholic policy that bans Catholic women from using contraception. Francis talked about the Catholic Church and called birth control a lesser evil for women in regions affected by Zika. He said that abortion of those fetuses was not an option for Catholics. The Zika virus is carried by mosquitoes. In South America, the virus has been linked to microencephalitis. Babies with that condition are born with smaller brains and skulls than normal. No cure or treatment is known. The Pope also commented about the U.S. race for president. He was asked about Republican candidate Donald Trump, who has called for a wall to be built between the U.S. and Mexico. A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not Christian, the Pope told journalists at a press conference. Trump also has called for deporting undocumented immigrants and not allowing Muslims into the U.S., even if they hold U.S. passports. The Pope's comments came after his sermon on immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. He pleaded for governments to open their hearts to the human tragedy of forced migration. Francis told worshipers that migrants are our brothers and sisters who are being expelled by poverty and violence, drug trafficking, and organized crime. Pope Francis stopped short of demanding that the United States open all its borders. The Pope is concerned about Mexican citizens wishing to escape drug cartel killings and corruption. Before Mass, the Pope paused at the U.S.-Mexican border for a prayer in memory of migrants who died trying to reach the United States. He also blessed some migrants on the American side of the fence. I'm Kathleen Strzok.
One American election poll shows a shift in the Republican Party race for U.S. president. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has become more popular than early Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, according to the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The poll shows Cruz with 28% of the vote from Republican voters if there were an election today. Trump received 26%. In third place was Florida Senator Marco Rubio at 17%. Ohio Governor John Kasich got 11%, Ben Carson was at 10%, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush received 4%. The latest poll was taken after Trump's primary victory in New Hampshire on February 9th. In the primary, Trump received more than 35% of the vote. However, other national polls still show Trump as the leading candidate. According to a Reuters poll, Trump is 20 points ahead of Cruz. In the Democrat Party race for president, Hillary Clinton holds a 44-42 lead over Bernie Sanders, according to a Quinnipiac University national poll. Senator Bernie Sanders and Secretary Hillary Clinton are neck and neck, said polling official Tim Malloy. But while Bernie has the trust of the voters, Hillary has the experience. Clinton is slightly in front of Sanders in the state of Nevada. Clinton holds 48% to Sanders' 47% in the western state. Clinton once held a large lead in Nevada. According to CNN, an October 2015 poll showed Clinton ahead by 16 points over Sanders in that state. Democrats polled said they believe Clinton has a better chance at winning the November general election. More than 83% of Democrats think she has a good chance of winning in November. The next state primary election is February 27th in South Carolina. According to the CNN poll, Clinton has a large lead over Sanders there. Clinton has 56% of the poll vote in South Carolina to Sanders' 38%. South Korean officials say the yearly military exercises with the United States next month will be the largest ever. The military exercises take place as tensions with North Korea increase over its recent nuclear and long-range missile tests. Mario Ritter has more.
Defense Minister Han Min-kyu said Thursday that about 15,000 U.S. troops will take part in the yearly Key Resolve and Full Eagle exercises. That is twice the number from last year. Yonhap News Agency said Wednesday the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis will take part in the drills. North Korea opposes the exercises on the peninsula. It says they are a preparation for an attack. Officials say they are talking with the U.S. about deploying an advanced U.S. missile defense system. China strongly opposes the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, called THAAD. South Korea's foreign minister, Yoon Byung-se, said the official announcement of the possibility of THAAD deployment is a defensive measure to counter increasing nuclear and missile threats by North Korea. Opposition lawmakers say they are concerned about the possible missile deployment. They also say they worry about the closing of the Kaesong Jointly Operated Industrial Center by South Korea. In related news, South Korean intelligence officials have told South Korean lawmakers that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered preparations for possible terror attacks on the South. A member of South Korea's ruling Saenuri Party told reporters Thursday the National Intelligence Service believes the attacks could target many groups. These include anti-North Korean activists, defectors, and South Korean government officials. Subways, shopping centers, and power stations were also called potential targets. President Park Geun-hye has promised a more hardline approach toward North Korea. Her government has taken measures aimed at causing the North to give up its nuclear weapons program or face, in her words, regime collapse. On Wednesday, the U.S. military made an additional show of strength by flying 4 advanced fighter jets from Japan's Okinawa Island. I'm Mario Ritter.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2016. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. We have a limited number of calendars left, and when they are gone, they are gone. So write to us today. Next, Katie Weaver tells us about a dispute between technology company Apple and the United States government.
Apple says it will fight the U.S. government about sharing information from the iPhone used by a shooter in a deadly attack in California. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, wants Apple to help agents get information from a phone that is locked. Apple head Tim Cook says the company will not assist the FBI. He says to do so could damage encryption for millions of other users. Cook's statement was posted early Wednesday on the company's website. It could start a legal dispute between the federal government and the U.S. information technology industry. A U.S. judge ordered Apple to help the FBI break into an iPhone belonging to Syed Farouk. Farouk was one of the shooters in the December 2nd attack that killed 14 people. Farouk and his wife, Tashfin Malik, died in a gun battle with police. The judge's ruling requires Apple to help the FBI break into Farouk's work iPhone. The iPhone has a self-destruct feature. The feature destroys iPhone data after several unsuccessful attempts at a password. The FBI wants to be able to try unlimited combinations of passwords until it finds the right one. President Barack Obama has called for stronger encryption to keep the internet safe for users. Cook described the ruling as an example of government overreach. He called for public discussion. He said Apple wants people around the country to understand what is at stake. He argued that the order could lead to a key capable of opening hundreds of millions of iPhone locks. Federal prosecutors told the judge that they cannot access Farouk's work phone because they do not know his password. Under U.S. law, a work phone is generally the property of a person's employer. The judge told Apple on Tuesday to estimate how much it would cost to break into the phone. Apple has provided encryption on its iPhones since 2014. Only the user can access the data through a password. The judge's order requires that the software Apple provides be programmed to work only on Farouk's phone. The order gives Apple 5 days to notify the court if it believes the ruling is unreasonable. Kevin Bankston is director of the digital rights group Open Technology Institute at New America. He said the ruling could make people suspicious that the government might secretly place malware on their devices or software. Investigators think Farouk's phone may tell who communicated with Farouk and his wife and where they traveled. The police are interested in an 18-minute period after the attack, when they did not know the location of the suspects. Farouk was not carrying his work iPhone during the attack. It was discovered in a search. The phone was programmed to destroy data after 10 straight unsuccessful unlocking attempts. I'm Katie Weaver.
President Obama is headed for a historic trip to Havana, Cuba. But some are not pleased with the Cuban visit. Jim Dresbach reports.
President Barack Obama will visit Cuba on March 21st and 22nd, the White House announced Thursday. It will be the first time in nearly 90 years that a U.S. president visits Havana, the capital of the island nation. Diplomatic relations between Cuba and the United States have improved in the past 14 months. The countries have reopened embassies, and commercial airlines will fly between the two countries soon. Plus, the U.S. removed Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro have talked via telephone and have met in person twice. Obama will meet with Castro during the March visit. He will also meet with Cuban activists who work for social causes. While normalizing relations, Obama said his administration promises to monitor Cuba's communist government on human rights issues. We still have differences with the Cuban government that I will raise directly, Obama wrote on Twitter. America will always stand for human rights around the world. The American presidency in Cuba had a sketchy relationship during the first half of the 20th century. President Calvin Coolidge visited Havana in 1928. President Harry Truman stopped by U.S.-controlled Guantanamo Bay and its naval base in 1948. First Lady Michelle Obama will accompany the president on the Latin American trip. The Obamas will travel to Argentina after Cuba. I'm Jim Dresbach.
This is What's Trending Today. Everyone needs them, but no one likes them. I'm talking about photos on government documents, like driver's licenses and passports. Many people dislike those photos and complain about how bad they look. The photos measure 51 millimeters by 51 millimeters, or 2 inches by 2 inches. They have specific requirements, like a plain white background and a neutral facial expression. People say it is impossible to take nice-looking passport photos. Just look at what people write on Twitter when they get a new photo. Earlier this month, Tash wrote, "Why are passport photos always the worst photo you've ever had of yourself?" Another person, Alex Crum, posted this comment to Instagram about his passport photo. "Pleased that my passport photo makes me look like a jewel thief trying desperately to get out of Belgium unnoticed." So when people found out the rock star Prince posted his newest passport photo on Twitter, the reactions rolled in. Prince is famous for his glamorous photos on his album covers. His passport photo was just as good. CNN said, "Prince's passport photo is pretty spectacular." Jim Roberts of Mashable wrote, "You'll never have a passport photo like this, so give up." Prince's photo includes his full name, which, in case you did not know, is Prince Rogers Nelson. His makeup, eyeliner, eyeshadow, mascara, and more is flawless. The lighting is perfect, too. Combined with his afro hairstyle, it gives him an angelic halo effect. The overall look recalls a line from his song, "Take Me With You," from his 1984 album, Purple Rain. "To be around you is so right. You're sheer perfection." Prince's passport photo is definitely sheer perfection. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedel.
For VOA Learning English, this is Everyday Grammar. Today, we are going to talk about the difference between count and non-count nouns. Most nouns in English can be counted. Think of the noun shirt, as in,
"I bought a shirt."
If you have more than one shirt, you just add s to make it plural.
"I bought 10 shirts."
But a shirt is part of a larger category, clothing. You can say,
"I bought 3 shirts."
But you cannot say,
"I bought 3 clothings."
Clothing is a non-count noun. You cannot use a, an, or a number before a non-count noun. Grammatically, a non-count noun is always singular, even if it refers to multiple items, like furniture, luggage, or equipment. A count noun in your native language might be a non-count noun in English. For example, the Spanish translation for homework is a count noun. But homework is a non-count noun in English. It would sound strange to say,
"I had 3 homeworks."
You could say,
"I had a lot of homework."
You could also say,
"I had 3 homework assignments."
In this example, homework is used as an adjective. It describes assignment. You can count assignments, but you cannot count homework. There's no perfect rule to determine if a noun is count or non-count. Fortunately, most non-count nouns fall into a few categories.
Non-count nouns often refer to groups of similar objects. Furniture, for example, is a non-count noun. Furniture is a collection of similar countable items, like chairs, sofas, tables, shelves, beds, and so on. Luggage is also a non-count noun. You can count bags, packages, and backpacks, but you cannot count luggage. Other non-count nouns that refer to groups of similar things include equipment, food, garbage, mail, money, and vocabulary.
Abstract words are non-count. These are words that refer to ideas or qualities instead of physical objects or events. Abstractions are usually things that you cannot see. They only exist in the mind. For example, love, hate,
information, news, peace, music, and art. There are tens of thousands of abstract words.
It is logical that particles, things that come in very small pieces, are non-count nouns. It would be difficult to count rice, corn, salt, sugar, and dust. The names of academic fields of study are non-count. Even though physics, economics, and mathematics all end with an S, they are singular non-count nouns. For example,
physics is difficult.
Words related to nature and weather are often non-count, such as rain, wind, snow, lightning, fire, and air.
A few words can be used as count and non-count nouns, but the meaning changes a little bit. Let's look at the word glass. As a non-count noun, glass refers to the clear material used to make windows. For example,
the lamp was made of glass.
As a count noun, glass refers to a drinking container made of glass, as in,
could you bring me a glass of water?
The plural glasses has two meanings. It could refer to more than one drinking container.
Please wash the glasses.
Glasses could also refer to spectacles, a pair of lenses used to correct vision.
I have been wearing glasses since I was a teenager.
Coffee, along with other drinks, has a count and non-count meaning.
Coffee is grown in Colombia.
Refers to coffee as an agricultural product.
I'll have a coffee.
Refers to a single cup of coffee.
There are a few very important words that make it possible to count non-count nouns. Many food words are non-count nouns. But if you are cooking, you need to measure specific amounts of food. A recipe for cookies might call for
2 cups of sugar, 1/2 pound of butter, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Pound, cup, and teaspoon are examples of measure words that you can use to make non-count nouns countable. One of the most useful of these measure words is piece. You cannot count information, but you can count a piece of information. Piece is a very useful word because it can be used with both count and non-count nouns. For example, you can have 2 pieces of pie or 3 pieces of information. Listen to this song by Paul Young. Some of these measure words have poetic qualities to them, such as a grain of sand, a speck of dust, a bolt of lightning, a flake of snow, and a breath of air.
Let's look at some common mistakes with non-count nouns. Traffic might seem like a count noun. After all, it refers to a lot of cars. But traffic is a non-count noun in English. Vocabulary, hardware, information, music, and advice are non-count nouns that English learners often confuse for count nouns. And let us not forget the most important non-count noun of all, grammar. You cannot count grammar, but you can count grammar rules. I'm Jill Robbins.
I'm Rick Heinemann.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.